News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Jamaica is ranked as the best country in the Caribbean to do business. This according to the 2014 Forbes Best Countries for Business report, which also ranks Jamaica as the third best in Latin America and the Caribbean. Forbes determined the best countries for business by grading 146 nations on 11 different factors: property rights, innovation, taxes, technology, corruption, freedom, personal, trade and monetary, red tape, investor protection, and stock market performance. The report ranked Jamaica 64 out of 146. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton has welcomed Jamaica's ranking, noting that the Forbes Best Countries for Business report will go a long way in repositioning the island as one of the top places to invest, not just in the Caribbean and Latin America, but in the world. The government is examining the feasibility of using mined-out bauxite lands for the wide-scale planting of bamboo and the growing of edible bamboo shoots. Junior Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Sharon Folkes-Abrahams says discussions are underway between her ministry and the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change to this end.
The planting of new bamboo acreages will ensure sustainability of the new bamboo industry as well as assist in the mitigation and adaptation to climate change. The future for us as a nation is looking bright through the developing of the bamboo industry that is in our logistics-centered economy.
Mrs. Folkes-Abrahams was addressing the recent opening of Jamaica's first organic bamboo charcoal factory on Nelson Super Farm in Pembroke Hall, St. Mary. Come next year, persons who continue to breach the island's anti-litter law could face harsher penalties. Local Government and Community Development Minister Noel Arscott says improper waste disposal is one of the challenges that continue to hinder the country's development.
We're going to take to Parliament next year a range of significant fines, persons who are disposing of these things in a careless way. We're just waiting on the CPC, as the Chief Parliamentary Council, that's it. Legal entity that drafts these laws and so on. Once we get that from them, we're going to take it to Parliament immediately and to bring out the fines.
Regulations under the country's anti-litter law govern the proper disposal of solid waste. National Security Minister Peter Bunting is reporting that only 14 curfews were imposed on communities across the island since the start of the year, a 98.8% reduction over the number imposed last year. Minister Bunting says the reduction is attributable to the adoption of a more community-oriented approach to policing, developed after discussions with members of the public.
This continued use of curfews, not only was it outliving its effectiveness because used so often that it's not having the impact, but also it was alienating the police and the communities. People were frustrated with it. People wanted to get on with their lives. And so in discussion with the police, I said that only in the most exceptional circumstances are we going to use it.
Minister Bunting was speaking at the recent launch of a $12 million marketing partnership involving Guardsman Group, Crime Stop and Scientex. And the government has procured 14 water pumps for the billion-dollar pump and tank rehabilitation program. The equipment, slated to arrive on the island by December 31, represents the first batch of approximately 30 specialized pumps that have been ordered for the program.
We are aiming at bringing in about 70 such pumps, but the first consignment will be in the region of 20 to 30.
Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill. Minister Pickersgill says the specialized energy-saving pumps will improve operating efficiency and reduce electricity consumption by some $250 million annually in the delivery of potable water. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.